105.7 KLZZ Windows Classic Rock. We're here with Alice Cooper, the man, the can, has will again. He's coming to town November the 22nd. Alice Cooper and his band on stage, Wake the Dead Tour. And this is going to be something you want to get tickets for, because when they're gone, and they're getting gobbled up. KLZZradio.com on the concert events page to get your tickets, or just call the Grand Sierra Resort. Now, Alice, take us back. The legend is that Frank Zappa was so drawn to you being such a bizarre act, and the word was that if you wanted to, you could empty the club in about 7 or 8 minutes down on the Sunset Strip.
Well, you have to remember what happened, and the Sunset Strip was all peace, love, and isn't everything wonderful, and everybody was sitting around on LSD going, oh, the world is so great, and, you know, it's, and then here comes this band, Alice Cooper, that's like a mixture of Clockwork Orange and the Evil Dead,
yes.
You know, and we just, if you were on acid at that point, we literally scared you to death.
And half
the audience was, you know, went running for the doors. And of course, Frank Zappa sat there and went, I love this band.
Yeah, all very Ballad of Dwight Frye. See Alice on acid, wind up in a straitjacket.
Well, when we used to, it's funny because when we used to play the big festivals, you know, the big festivals were like Santana, CTA, you know, the Jefferson Airplane and all this. And they would say, they would make the big announcement, there'd be 300,000 people there. And they would say, next up, the Grateful Dead. In 2 hours, Santana, warning, in 5 hours, Alice Cooper will be on. If you are on the brown acid, please report to. Do not go to the show, you know, or report to the clinic or whatever it was. Yeah. There were warnings before we went on stage because everybody else was there, you know, grooving, having a great time. And we were a hard rock band.
Yes.
I mean, we were not into peace and love at all,
You know. Now, you were telling the real world from you know, the boulevard. You had your pulse on the boulevard.
Well, and we also took it to the nightmare stage, you know. I mean, we I think that it took a while before people caught up with our sense of humor. You know, I mean, if you looked at the show, face value, you'd go, wow, that's really scary. If you looked at it again, you went, oh, wait a minute, that's pretty funny.
You know. An old friend who was one of the people with Woodstock, he was one of the original promoters, Artie Kornfeld, and who's a great A&R guy, signed a lot of people. He told me, and I have this on good authority, that the brown acid was the window pane, and that was like, you know, like the most powerful acid. So not a good combo with the theatrics of going to see an Alice Cooper show.
Yeah, it would be a little bit frightening, or to see, even if you saw Arthur Brown or somebody like that, you know, that would just take you in a whole different place. And the funny thing was, is our band, we drank beer.
Yeah.
We never didn't do drugs.
No.
You know? So I mean we were actually more wholesome than the audience was.
Yeah. Now, I'd heard that from many different entertainers, Alice. All they did was drink, and, you know, they were into the show. Now, is there a couple of things that you have to provide when you go to do the show? It's like, is there there's the Dirty Dozen songs you got to do?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Those are you School's Out, Poison, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Under My Wheels. You know, I mean, 18, those are the songs that you have to do. There's 14 songs that we have to do.
And what about the props?
And then there's some deep cuts. And then there's the stage hit songs like Dwight Frye and Feed My Frankenstein and things like that that the audience want to hear. And every once in a while we'll throw in a deep cut that only the real fans will go, oh, I never thought I'd ever hear them do that.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Caught in a Dream or something. Now, is there props that you have to do? Do you have to put in the guillotine?
The guillotine they have to have, the straitjacket.
Yep.
I think the big balloons, we have big weather balloons at the end full of confetti during School's Out, because that's a party. And the audience, they break above the audience's head. The audience breaks them, and they get covered in confetti. And, you know, and I mean, it's a giant party at the end.
Yeah. Oh, man. Now, you've involved your daughter, and of course, she sings so good on the Beasto Blanco CD. I'll just throw that
out. Oh, she's great. And her movie just came out.
Yeah.
A movie called Honor Among Thieves.
Uh-huh.
Where she plays a mafia hit girl named Tommy Chicago. And she's just ruthless in this thing. But now she's with the Groundlings Improv comedy group, and all this. And my wife is playing the insane nurse in the show.
Is she?
Cheryl is playing the nurse, and it's and she takes it in a whole different direction.
Okay. Alice Cooper, November 22nd, Grand Sierra Resort. Tickets, KOZZRadio.com, or call the GSR. Once it's sold, it's sold. Also, how does it feel? It was just a while ago, 2011, you're in the Rock Hall.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things where you feel like you graduated, you know, only because the guys that vote on you are the very same guys that you learned from.
Yeah.
You know, when if you're in the Hall of Fame, now I'm voting. You know, when there's bands that came up when I was like sort of second generation. So they learned from me, and now I'm voting on them. But, you know, the McCartneys, the Jaggers, the Keith Richards, the Jeff Becks, the Claptons, they're the ones voting on us when we were on the first ballot. Yeah. So from what I understand, we only were nominated once, and we went in on the first ballot.
Very, very well done, my friend.
Well, it was great. I mean, you know, it's not getting voted in. It's getting on the ballot that's the hard part, getting nominated.
Yeah, yeah. Now, of the curious inventory of the catalog, you've had, well, let's just call it the creative latitude to explore the boundaries. One of, and especially with what's big news today is Washington, but one of my favorite, and I want to play it today, and perhaps it will find its way on the airway, but a like, very curious album, Dada, and the song I Love America.
Yes.
Oh, God, I love that song.
Yeah, it was Bob Ezrin and I sat down and wrote, we started writing it, and, you know, we wrote it from a redneck's point of view.
Yeah.
I love them guys up, you know, up on the mountain and, the, you know.
Mountain with the four big heads.
Right. You know, I like a commie if he's good and dead. You know, so we took it to that level. But it ended up kind of creating itself in the studio, and it ended up being our favorite song.
Yeah, it was a fun one. And one last thing, we're here with Alice Cooper, November 22nd, Grand Sierra Resort. Tickets, KOZZRadio.com, or call the Grand Sierra Resort. Once it's sold, it's sold. And this is the show of shows. This is the hardest working man in show business, the master of the macabre. The theater is there on stage, but let's take it out to the golf course. How's your game?
Playing way too good.
Way too good.
Yeah, I am hovering right around scratch right now.
Yeah.
I had a couple of rounds last week under par, a couple of rounds this week, couple over. So, but I play 6 days a week. You know, I play every single day. I won't be taking my clubs to Russia because it's 40 degrees there.
Yeah.
And we'll be lucky that if we don't get snow.
Yeah.
But as soon as we get back to the States, I do the entire East Coast. And Ryan Roxy and I and Chuck play golf almost every day.
Now, is there a chance we'll see you with a green coat, one of the big tournaments, huh?
Well, you know, every time you think you're good,
yeah.
Even when you think you're good as an amateur, when you go out and shoot a 69 or 70, right,
yeah.
3-under, 2-under,
yeah.
Then you go out and play with Tiger.
Yeah.
And you realize that you're not even in the same world. It's not even the same game that they play. You know, those guys, when they hit the ball, it's a different thing. But it's sort of like the difference between when a touring band plays and when a club band plays.
Right.
You know, there's a touring band gets up and they're used to 20,000 people.
Yeah.
A club band is used to 120 people.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
It's a big difference in the attitude and how things are played.
Yeah. And it's right there. I mean, once you step on stage, there is nobody doing what you do anymore. There is no one who has ever touched what you have done on stage ever. You've outlived. You've outlasted. You are still having fun. Ladies and gentlemen, Alice Cooper, thanks for joining us. And don't forget, November 22nd, Grand Sierra Resort. Tickets are on sale now. Once they're gone, they're gone. Alice, thank you so much. And thank you for everything you've done for rock and roll.
Oh, thank you. It's going to be really a lot of fun. This is going to be the highest energy show you see all year. So don't miss it.
All right. Alice Cooper, thank you so much.
Thanks again, Max.